Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and four, little inside catch and run. Roman Wilson spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Roman Wilson, who played for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan.
Yeah, great. What a nice story. I played the wrong clip. This is the clip I meant to play.
I'm not lacking confidence. I don't need a pat on the back. We stunk it up tonight. We'll be back.
We've heard that so many times. Going back to we'll unleash hell in December, and then they got their ass whooped in December. And there was a follow-up question. What gives you confidence that you'll fix this? And he basically said, I've been on this earth for 53 years and coaching ball for a lot of it. Yeah, well, recently, this is sort of the way it goes. Big win, terrible loss. Big win, terrible loss. Stack some victories against bad opponents, get into the playoffs at 10-7 and get your ass kicked. So he says he's confident that they'll fix it. Why should I be?
Well, you should be confident that they'll fix it for a game.
Oh, they're going to beat Cincinnati. They always do that.
Right. They're always going to fix it for a game. Like they fixed it and beat, you know, Indy. They'll fix it and they'll beat Cincinnati. And then they're going to revert back.
They're totally going on the road and losing to Chicago, too.
Like, yeah, there's no consistency.
No, none. None whatsoever. And on the defensive side, they played largely well for three quarters in this game. The question to Yinz out there, and to you, Dorn, at 412-928-9370, how much culpability do they have in this loss? And that is a Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you blame the defense at all for yesterday?
I don't blame the defense. I think the blame is appropriately pointed to Aaron Rodgers, as we said earlier. And I said earlier, too, like, I just can't look at the box score after watching the game and seeing the third string running back rush for 95 yards. Nah. Like, I'm sorry. After last week and what you did with the best, you know what Jonathan Taylor did yesterday? 220 yards rushing.
Yeah, he took it international and kicked some ass.
Two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He's the best running back in the league right now, and you shut him down. And you can't shut down Vidal, the third string running back.
He was gashing him.
Like, what if Amarin Hampton was playing? It'd have been even worse.
It would have been.
So, I don't blame the defense, but like when I look at that, it's like, okay, like you're not holding up your end of the deal.
The Steelers lost because the offense sucked, and Aaron Rodgers was the number one offender. You and I are giving him grace. We're not saying that his season is over or that he's reverted back into a pumpkin or an old man or anything like that. Now, if they can't move the ball and score against Cincinnati, it'll be a totally different conversation. He had played well enough through eight games that I think, from my standpoint, he deserves, all right, one more game. Now, I still thought it was unacceptable level of play, but I'm not here to say, oh, Rodgers is done for. That all being said, it's not like the defense played great.
Right.
And I said the dam was eventually going to break, and they were bending but not breaking. But here's a statistic from Ryan Scarpino, and this is who they are. Since 2017, postseason included, the Steelers are 34-40-2 when getting one or fewer takeaways, so under 500. They are 51-18 when getting two or more takeaways. Their win percentage drops from 739 to 461 if they don't get two. Hey, JPJ, catch the ball. You got to catch that ball. Easy for me to say, but you got to catch that ball. Now, the Kyle Duggar play was tipped. That's a more difficult play to make, but a play that he can make. Mm-hmm. There's two turnovers right there. Maybe that shifts the momentum in the game. It might. That's how they've lived and died since 2017. So when you have an opportunity, you got to make the play. And they didn't make the plays. Now, the pass rush was good for the second consecutive game. It was. I mean, Justin Herbert, I didn't know he was going to make it out of the game. Like, he was getting hit, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to force takeaways, because if you don't, you lose. And sometimes those turnovers, we talk about it all the time, complimentary football, they spark things and they can turn it around for the offense. The offense sucked last week until they forced turnovers. And then all of a sudden they warmed to the task. But that's an alarming trend too, because they have been getting out to early leads on people, and that hasn't happened.
Right.
412-928-9370. I'm not blaming the defense for the loss, but I'm also not sitting here and saying, oh, they were great. They weren't. They gave up 25 points. And it would have been more if the guy who had a 59-yard field goal hits a 55-yard field goal. They'd have given up 28 points. That's four touchdowns. Is that good enough? No.
Uh-uh.
Chris in Connellsville, hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show, as always.
Thank you.
Yep. I'll make a few comments, and then I'll hang up, and maybe I'll give you guys some reasons to scream at me so we can make Chris and Uniontown happy.
Good.
But yeah, my thing is like, can we stop, which I know it is a measure of success, but can we stop using never having a losing season as a measure of success? I measure success by Lombardi's in the case. You know, so to
so
me...
So do they. They like, don't anymore.
Well, yeah. Well,
that's how they look at it. We don't look at it like right. that. They look at it like the success is no losing seasons.
Right. But, I mean, if we're going to use that as a measure of success, is any wonder mediocrity has become the standard?
Yep.
You know, so is having a losing season the worst thing that could happen? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Detroit, what, maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago had less than 5 wins for 2 seasons in a row, and look where they're at. They're knocking on the door and constantly in a conversation for winning the NFC or going to a Super Bowl.
Chris, I totally get where you're coming from, and there were a lot of people, I don't think the majority, but there were a lot of people that at the beginning portion of the offseason said, just stink and tank, and they never do that. I'm not really in the mood for that right now, that conversation. You're 5-4, you're in first place in the AFC North for how long? I don't think very long. I think by Thanksgiving, the Ravens will probably have overtaken the Steelers in the division, but I'm in no mood for saying, oh, it'd be a great idea to have a losing season. Because 2 weeks ago, we're talking about hosting a damn playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to sit here and say, oh, no, lose. No, I want to watch a damn playoff game in Acrisure Stadium. That's what I want. Tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Troy in Mount Washington's next up. He's been waiting patiently. Hi, Troy.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, I got a little bit of shoddy service this morning. But I have a lot of things to say. I'm just trying to get these out quick. First on Pitt, I really like this game coming up. They do well on offense. We do well on defense and stopping in terms. The only thing I don't like is they're charging $115 to get into the stadium. You cannot do that when you want to fill the stadium with Pitt fans that want to see Notre Dame. You got to keep the ticket prices down.
Just real quick on that, Troy. They can because people are going to pay it, and there's going to be 70,000 people in there, and they're paying players now, and whether we like it or not, that's the state of the game. That's not just a Pitt problem.
I get that, but I just don't like it. I'm gonna jump to the Steelers real quick. Just a couple things. I'm kind of convinced that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play good in night games. I just feel like the later it is in the night, the more tired he gets. He's kind of looking like he was ready for bed last night. Just the look in his eyes. He had bags under his eyes. He looked tired. He didn't look like the Aaron Rodgers that he looks like at a 1 o'clock slate. Second off, these Tomlin people that come out of the woodwork of fire Tomlin, get him out of here, same thing every time. I'm tired of hearing that. I didn't hear that when he outcoached Kevin Stefanski and he outcoached Shane Steichen this year, one of the best offensive coaches in the game. I wasn't hearing those callers then, so I don't want to hear them now. Aaron Rodgers is allowed to have 3 bad games this year. That's what I gave him at the beginning of the year.
I agree.
He can have 3 bad games the entire year, and guess what? we're almost halfway through the season, and that was one. So I'm going to put that game on. I'm going to put that game on Aaron. I think Aaron's going to put that game on Aaron. You can't give any fault to the defense. I mean, he had a walk-in touchdown with Jonnu, and I just think those couple plays, just like we look at the Seahawks game from earlier, the couple plays that decided that game, I think those couple throws decided this game.
Thank you, Troy.
Justin Hurt.
I can't let him do the whole show.
No. He's making good points.
He was. Do you think it's Rodgers' age? He's just staying up too late. What, like he was drinking warm milk before the game or something? Like, I'm surprised Rodgers didn't run out there in a nightcap.
Well, I mean,
in a sleeping gown.
I mean, he definitely went home and probably got comfortable. And he lives in Malibu, right?
You think he went home
for sure?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't be tired at all then.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just get comfortable. It's just.
He's such a pro, though. Like, I don't think the night game thing has anything to do with it.
I don't think that does. But yeah. I think being on the West Coast, being in California, I think it did a little
bit. Well, he never plays well out there. I mean, so there might be something to that. But this idea that he's too tired to play at night is very funny to me. It's not like he's a 90-year-old man.
No, we get tired at night, though.
I get tired at night? Yes. I'm not an NFL football player. He's not tired.
He might be. Might be a little sleepy.
You really think that could be it?
I don't. I know one thing. I get tired around 9.
Me too.
And I'm younger, 5 years younger than Aaron Rodgers.
And in better shape.
I am not in better shape than Aaron
Rodgers. You're not?
Probably not. He's still moving around. He's playing NFL football.
You can move better than him.
I just remember Jez Chisholm yawning in the World Series, but in the playoffs in the infield. So, I mean, players get tired, even in the biggest situations.
Man, I haven't seen him yawning out there.
He might be a little sleepy.
412-928-9370. He did hug Snoop Dogg prior to the game.
Oh, did he?
He did.
I mean, like contact.
That's what I'm saying. He could have been a little contact high. And he was high all night on his throws.
When Snoop Dogg was here, when Steelers played the Cowboys last year, he came.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked next to him. He was like, "What's up, young brother?" I'll never forget it. He's like, "What's up, young brother?"
Did he smell like pot?
Maybe.
I'll tell you what, my dad was staggered by just how much Morgantown smelled like marijuana.
That's everywhere now.
It really is. The whole town just smelled like ganj. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It is 812. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. How much do you blame the defense for this game? Or do you think it's old man Rodgers asleep at the wheel? 412-928-9370. Steelers do have one injury concern coming out of the game. It's not a big concern for me. We'll tell you why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sweet Caroline going. College game day. Coming to the city of Pittsburgh on Saturday morning. When we find out where it's going to be, we'll let you know. I still don't know. But you had they have that little tiny field out there now.
Yeah, a little Steelers field. I think it'll probably be there, right?
Yeah. Got field goal posts for McAfee's kick contest.
As I said earlier, I'd be practicing if I were you. If you're going to the game, I'd be practicing kicking field goals because you might get called out.
We got to get Harry down there and see if he could drill a field goal.
No chance.
He could make a 30-yard field goal.
We got to get Caboli down there to do it. Remember he tried to bet us?
Man.
Caboli will be down there seeing his boy Pat.
And it's going to be a little bit warmer than it is these next couple of days, so the ball should be able to fly a little bit easier there. I don't think Caboli could do it. I think Harry could do it with a little bit of practice.
You think you could do it?
No, not anymore. I used to kick field goals in my driveway when I was growing up because I knew where my place would be in the football world if I ever made it, and that'd be a kicker and no place else. And me and my buddy Nick would do it all the time, and it was a blast. We'd do it in the snow, in the rain.
You practice kicking field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was in better shape back in the day, but from 30, I did land some at Waynesburg Field.
How long?
30.
Oh.
That's what I said, 30.
Yeah, I forgot
Was somebody holding the ball or off of the tee?
Someone was holding it.
Okay, that's totally different. Because off the tee, I think I could do it. A holder, no.
I've never been able to kick off the side of my foot like actual kickers do, though.
I think you could tow it 30 yards.
You can tow it 30 yards, but I want to learn how to kick it off the side of my foot. Like, I want to learn how to do it professionally. I just don't, I've never got that coordination. How do people do that? How do people play soccer? Like, it's just mad. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Darius Slay left the game with what they're calling a concussion. So he'll be in the protocol to begin the week. I thought he was actually playing okay before the injury. I think James Pierre, when he's been given a chance, has actually played well, Dorn.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it. And in fact, if Darius Slay were healthy, I would even say, you know what? Mix in a little bit more James Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes less is more, and I think less could be more with Darius Slay. And I don't think if James Pierre is one of your primary corners, snap in and snap out that he'd perform well, but, you know, 20 snaps a game?
Give him some reps just in case.
Yeah. I've always liked him as a special teams guy, but when he's got in this year, he's played well. He dropped that sucker on his head. Thought they were going to call a penalty. Was pleasantly surprised that they didn't, because there needs to be some toughness still in football. Also, they need Sam Alu back. Big time. Big time. Like the left side of the offensive line has, I think, gotten better and better as the season's gone on. Broderick Jones has gotten better and better as the season's gone along. But you played Spencer Anderson next to him yesterday, and both guys were, I thought, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrible. And you need Spencer to be your extra tackle. That was a big step in the wrong direction for Spencer, because I thought that was an audition that maybe he's the left guard.
Yeah, same. We talked about that last week, yeah.
Yeah, no good. That's the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back. Not your wallet. The Steelers are under 500 since 2017, 34-40-2 when they force one or fewer turnovers. They've got a 72 winning percentage when they force two or more. They dropped a couple of picks last night. They gave up 25 points. How much responsibility do you heap on the defense? 412-928-9370. Mike in Fort Wayne wants to chime in. One of our favorites. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You know, did you guys, early on in the game, I'm going to talk offense. the offense never got any rhythm going. And I thought that third series, you guys had to be like me sitting there wondering, okay, you're there, that's the series they got to safety on us. We're inside the 10-yard line. It's early in the game. Why are we giving the ball to Johnson on first and second down?
I'm happy you brought that up, buddy, because we talked about that prior to the show, but I don't think we brought it on the air yet. Jalen Warren was their best offensive player in this game, and you're in the shadow of your own goal line, and you give it to a guy who, not the last time he saw the field, but pretty darn near that, he made one of the dumbest errors we've ever seen. That was stupid.
Were you having Najee Harris flashbacks at that point?
You know what? He actually had a nice carry, but two guys could have been called for holding on the play. Mm-hmm. But, I thought I was perplexed by that too, Mike, and thank you for the call.
That was very odd.
You paid Jalen Warren. He's, apart from Rodgers, really been your best offensive player this year. You only gave him 14 carries in the game. You sub him out there in the shadow of your own goal line. At a third and two, in the third quarter, you call a timeout and then decide to throw the ball instead of handing it off after he had a 14-yard run, a 5-yard run, and a 2-yard run. Their usage of him yesterday made no sense. And that's an area where you could run, you could gain some yardage on Los Angeles. Even in the first half, they averaged 4 yards a carry. It's not like it was a bad number. They got away from it. And you know better than I do, it's a rhythm-based position.
Yes.
He's out there, he's getting some, not chunks, but he was running it fairly effectively, and you throw Caleb Williams out there? The hell?
Johnson.
Whatever. 412-928-9370.
I mean, even over Kenneth Gainwell, it was weird that he went in second.
That too.
I mean, Kenneth Gainwell didn't get a snap before that, right? I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. And when you're playing a team that plays the way that LA does on defense, I really thought that they should target the running backs more, and they didn't. And that would mean Kenneth Gainwell, and they didn't. And Jalen Warren, who was having a great game running the football, at least from a yards per carry basis, he only caught the ball 2 times. Silly. Silliness! Frank and Sheridan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. My big takeaway is over the years since Ben retired, we could have had so many great young quarterbacks. We didn't try to get none of them. We just went after all old guys.
Like who?
So, like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers.
The young quarterbacks. Who did you want?
Well, I wanted Daniel Jones. So we could have got him cheap to try him. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Yeah, we could have drafted Dart. It's like the most important position, we do not want to try to go get like the most important position. Like,
Fair enough, Frank. But come on, you didn't think Daniel Jones is going to do this?
No, I'm not taking a chance on Daniel Jones coming from the Giants. And I mean, to be my starting quarterback for a year, I'm not going to pay Sam Darnold the money that he wanted, and there was no chance they were going to get Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield would have obviously been the guy, and he'd be worth the money, but you're never going to get him.
Nobody back then was, like, I don't like the revisionist history thing. Nobody back then was going, oh, the Steelers they really missed out on Baker Mayfield. Turned out that they and everybody else did, apart from Tampa. But nobody at the time was like, oh, you got to get Baker.
Right.
And Sam Darnold, I wouldn't have paid him this. I'm not going to be intellectually dishonest. I wouldn't have paid him this offseason because I thought last year was smoke and mirrors. And Daniel Jones, for God's sakes, come on. And he hasn't been good the last 2 weeks. He's sort of looking more like the old Daniel Jones. 412-928-9370. If you want to give us a ring, the Vegas odds have updated on the AFC North. Uh-oh. We'll get to that coming up next. Plus, like I said, your calls on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The text line is being inundated right now by people saying that the Steelers should have signed Daniel Jones this offseason.
Seriously?
Yes. Where were these people during the offseason? We didn't get a single call. We take calls every day. We get texts every day. We get hit up on Twitter at every hour. Where were you people then? There was not a single person that we talked to that advocated for signing Daniel Jones. And if the Steelers had signed Daniel Jones, people would have jumped into the mon.
Yep.
But now Daniel Jones has played mostly well this season, and now the Steelers made a mistake because Aaron Rodgers had one bad game. By the way, Daniel Jones hasn't been good the last 2 weeks. I'm not convinced he's the guy in Indianapolis. They are. They gave up 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. They're going to get married to that guy. That's what the Giants did. He had one good year, got the Giants to the playoffs. They paid him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they rued the day that they did it. Like, Daniel Jones has proven he's an NFL quarterback. But the worst possible thing, actually, that could happen for the Steelers is that they signed Daniel Jones. He played reasonably well, and then they gave him a Sam Darnold deal.
Right.
If Rodgers continues to play poorly the rest of the year, he just won't be the quarterback next season. But if it was Daniel Jones, they could convince themselves he's the guy. And what are you really going to win with Daniel Jones?
Nothing.
Now, Seattle, on the other hand, Darnold looks like the real deal. He does. They might be the best team in the NFC, if not football, at this present moment. But even that, we weren't discussing during the offseason. Not really. Like, do you want to pay Sam Darnold $35 million a season?
No chance.
People weren't lighting up the phone lines for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wasn't. I'm still not into it. He's playing very well. Good for him. But I'm still not into the fact that he could have been a Pittsburgh Steeler and be the quarterback and you pay all that money to him.
Would Darnold be playing as well here as he is in Seattle?
No, because you probably wouldn't have everything else around him that you got.
Right. And Daniel Jones would not be doing the same thing here that he is doing in Indianapolis. 412-928-9370. The Steelers now plus 270 to win the AFC North. The Baltimore Ravens are minus 270 to win the AFC North. The Steelers have a one-game lead. They still play the Ravens twice. Steelers still have 4 division games, so they do control their own destiny, if you will. But, I mean, I think at this point I'd be pretty shocked if they won the division, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens are playing better defense. The Vikings had every chance early in that game to make it a game, and they kind of peed down their leg. That's a tough place to play, though, and they were able to go in there and get it done. And we told Jens, if they beat Minnesota,
yep,
look what comes up after that.
The only potential loss that they have.
At Cleveland versus the Jets, Cincinnati.
Hmm.
They are going to be 7-5 when they play the Steelers on Sunday, December 7th. Do we think the Steelers will be 7-5 at that point? Steelers take on Cincinnati. You and I have already predicted a victory there because it's the most Tomlin thing ever to happen. But then you're at Chicago and against Buffalo before Baltimore. Now, Buffalo's got their own issues, which we'll get to when we go around the NFL. But let me phrase it this way. Who you feel more confident in being 7-5 when these teams meet, the Ravens or the Steelers?
Ravens.
Me too.
But I can also see the Steelers beating Buffalo and losing to Chicago and losing to Cincinnati, honestly, at the end of the day. I could see that happening. I could see them beating Cincinnati, losing to Chicago, and then miraculously beating the Bills.
Do the thing against Buffalo, because Buffalo,
of course.
I mean,
it's at home.
That'd be one of those rise-up moments.
It'd be the Indy game again.
Yep. Backs against the wall, got a big-time contender coming in here. It's a home game. I don't see any way. The NFL's stupid. Believe me, we know that. I don't see any way the Ravens lose at Cleveland next week.
Mm-mm.
They're done. They are done. Like, I thought their defense would have them be like competitively bad. They just stink. Flat out stink. And the Jets, they showed a little bit of life, but for God's sake, they're the Jets. They're not going to lose them. Week 18, a game that we thought could be for the division, and you were hoping the Steelers would get enough space between them and the Ravens that it wouldn't mean anything. It might not mean anything for Baltimore. In fact, today I predicted it won't. We're going to see Snoop Huntley, week 18, and the Steelers will be fighting to get in, but they ain't going to be fighting to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. 412-928-9370. Chris in Delaware. Man, we got people from all over the country today. Hello, Chris.
Hey, man. Hey, how's it going?
What up?
I just got to say, I think John New should have caught that, the catch last night. But
terrible throw.
It's not looking good. I wouldn't – I got my brain all over the place here. I just, looking at the lineup here, I think we beat the Bears, but Bills, yeah, it's just a whole gauntlet coming down the stretch here, you know? So, just calling in for that. Thank you, guys.
Chris, as we've seen, they can beat anybody, they can lose to anybody, and that's kind of the problem.
Right. Like, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me if they beat the Bills. It wouldn't shock me if they, you know, held tight against the Lions.
See, you stopped.
Yeah.
Because I was
going to do it yesterday. You see them yesterday?
Yeah, you know who's calling plays? Man Campbell. He called plays on offense.
You know who else? Who, you know who was announcing? Trump.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, it was odd.
Well, you got to find work in the midst of a government shutdown, Dorn.
That's true.
I can't believe a caller just said that they should have signed Daniel Jones.
Insane.
Rodgers has one bad game and everyone's ready to kick him to the curb. I'm not there yet.
No.
It was as bad as he's ever played. Like, statistically, as bad as he's ever played.
Didn't Pony tweet last night or put up a thing saying that should Mason Rudolph start?
30% of people said yes.
Come on.
30% of people said they want to see Mason Rudolph.
What are we doing?
30.
One bad game.
And that's the whole preconceived notion thing. A lot of people didn't have as much faith in Rodgers as you did and then as I did. And so the second he has about, told you this guy was going to suck. We'd be better off with Rudolph. He's played well enough to get some benefit of the doubt. If he can't move the ball and they can't score points against Cincinnati, okay.
All right.
I can be quick to write people off. If they don't put up points against Cincinnati, I'll write them off. But I expect him and them to bounce back. 412-928-9370. Tom in Virginia, good morning.
Hey, guys, great show.
Thank you.
First and foremost, everybody in the 724-412 area code and down where I live, Virginia Beach, even though I'm from Beaver Falls, Tomlin's got to go. Tomlin and his whole staff got to go. We know that's not going to happen when he walks away, but he's just bad. I like him as a person. He's a great guy with the players. He can't coach. All right. Now, we have a big liability on the offensive line. Like they chipped DJ, we'd have to have someone help Broderick chip on the left side. He cannot block.
Well,
that's
part of it is
you right
have Spencer Anderson playing left guard yesterday because Samalu's out, and I think that affected him. I actually think Broderick had been trending in the right direction. But, yeah, I mean, he's not good.
He was playing a little better. Right. And then Porter, no effort last night.
Thank you for the call. 412-928-9370. Listen, this is Sports Talk Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and so part of the lifeblood of the calls is going to be fire the coach. Can we just stop today?
Everybody knows it's not going to happen.
I'm tired. Like, let's do a little substance here. Like, I agree. Get rid of him. They should have traded him to Chicago when they had the opportunity this offseason. They didn't. And if you're not going to do it with that kind of opportunity to have almost an amicable splitting where Tomlin winds up in a good place with a potentially good young quarterback, then they're never going to do it. So, like, we just waste airtime. You're wasting your time dialing up the phone. Oh, they should fire Tomlin, as if you're the first guy to ever think of it. Like, yeah, that's the overarching problem. He ain't getting fired today. He ain't getting fired tomorrow. He ain't getting fired at the end of this season. If they're going to turn this thing around, then they're going to have to adjust with who they got and what they got. So let's talk about that. And I don't mean to take it out on that particular caller, but I've had enough of it. Fire Tomlin, fire Tomlin. I get it. Yes, fire Tomlin. Yes, fine. They ain't. So let's talk about something else. Jeez Louise. And everyone says it like they're the first guy that's ever thought of it.
Right, they need it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not happening.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Trey Essex going to be joining us in 10 minutes or so. You can join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday, November 17th. That's next Monday. That's how calendars work, as we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. That's right, I'm clapping for us. Mm. This incredible honor would not be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thank you the best way we know how. The Fan, I think it's supposed to say Pompiani, is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. We can't wait to see you there. And I'm getting crushed for saying that, you know, stop calling in saying to fire Tomlin. It's not a defense of Tomlin. It's just,
why are you getting crushed for that? Because you know it's not going to happen?
I just...
to save your breath. Save your energy.
We said it about Canada, and then they fired him. Because that was always a small possibility, but a possibility nonetheless. And it's the same thing with Terrell Austin. Like, I'm willing to give that some legs, because it's probably not going to happen. But they just did it a couple of years ago with the other coordinator. And his contract, I believe, is up at the end of the year. So he's probably going to be gone at the end of the year anyway. But they're not going to fire Tomlin. So what the hell's the point? We can save all that yelling and getting blue in the face for the offseason. It'll make for good fodder then whenever it comes out that he's a top 10 coach in the NFL according to NFL.com or something like that.
Yep.
412-928-9370. Now we're on the NFL. J.J. McCarthy's a punk.
Why?
The way he celebrates. Do you see his locker room speech after they beat the Lions?
Yeah.
And then he goes out there, and I didn't think he was particularly good in the second half of that football game.
He's only played like three games in his career.
Well, you know what? Earn it.
He's trying to.
Earn it.
I think the team likes him.
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Huh?
FDR.
Oh.
I'm pissed because they had an opportunity, and they were playing well enough in the first half, and then they didn't take advantage of their opportunities. But really, I got to look in the mirror. The Steelers aren't going to lose the division because the Vikings don't get it done against the Ravens.
Right.
They're going to lose the division because they can't get it done themselves.
So you don't like McCarthy because he didn't beat the Ravens? Because
I never thought he was good anyway. And neither did Jim Harbaugh when they ran it 65 straight times against Penn State. They hit him in the national championship game, too.
For the record, by the way, it was Theodore Roosevelt that said that, not FDR. Yeah.
One of the Roosevelts.
What'd he say? Carry a big stick?
Speak softly and carry a big stick?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Means be humble, and then when you got to whack someone with a stick, whack someone with a stick.
That's it meant something else.
What the hell's going on with the Bills, man?
I don't know. They're kind of, the roster speaks for itself.
Josh Allen and James Cook and a bunch of guys.
Yeah, like they just haven't really surrounded Josh Allen with the adequate talent that he needs, and it shows at times. It's glaring at times, and sometimes it comes to bite them, but Josh Allen is so good that he can dig them out of any hole and keep them more consistent, at least in the Steelers, to be able to compete for a championship. So I think it's more of, yeah, that's the roster. Like, they got Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir. And,
oy.
Yeah, who's on their defense? Can you name two guys on their defense?
Well, Ed Oliver's their best defensive
player.
He's
hurt, right?
And he's out, yeah.
Can you name two other guys?
I could, but what's the point in that exercise? They stink, kind of, relative to good teams. But that's sort of the reason I wanted to bring them up. The Chiefs are on the outside looking in. The Ravens are still under 500, though. They're coming quickly in the rearview mirror. Objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they appear. I believe that was Abraham Lincoln who said that one. That this team had a chance to add at the deadline when you've got a terrible AFC. Like, I watched the Broncos on Thursday. That's not a good...
No.
They're the worst 8-2 team I've ever seen.
Right.
They stink. And you can't take advantage. Even though you went out and you got Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey and all these pieces to try to take advantage before you knew that the AFC would be a mountain of mid. And now it is. And I sit here today and I feel worse about the Steelers than I did at any point this offseason. People are killing me for the Teddy Roosevelt FDR thing. I mean, I was in the ballpark. I got one of the... I was a Roosevelt. It's not like I said it was Bill Clinton.
They're both two very distinct people that
I understand
also led
that.
In very distinct periods of time.
Are they related?
Yeah. How? You know Hal Crowley?
Fan Weather's brought to you... Yeah, same DNA. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 37, low of 27, overcast. Weather for the Pitt game, supposed to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
51 and overcast, which this time of year would be my favorite.
It's the best.
Because it was a little sunny in Morgantown this weekend, and I was got a little bit of color in my face.
Can't tell.
Uncle and nephew.
How about that?
It's not like I said it was Jeb Bush. Speak softly and carry a big stick. I was in the Roosevelt family.
You didn't know they were related or how they were related.
I didn't.
Teddy is FDR's uncle, yes.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.